USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the 57th night, protesters hit the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon, and federal agents responded with tear gas. Some lobbed fireworks and tried to tear down the fence surrounding the federal court building. Friday started with peaceful protests and rallies, leading to an intersection of lawyers, healthcare workers, and others, all protesting the presence of federal agents.
I think it's awful. No one invited them. They're causing problems.
I feel like there's been a lot more violence since they have been here, and it feels a lot like they've been the ones provoking it.
They were also protesting the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The protests continued as a federal judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement from Oregon's attorney general. The judge found Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The family of Dr. Anthony Fauci has been receiving death threats. More from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than three decades, has grappled with several public health crises, including the AIDS epidemic and now COVID-19. In an interview with CNN, Fauci said the magnitude of criticism he is now receiving is different than ever before, and that he and his family continuously are seriously threatened. Fauci said the criticism has been pushed aside as stupid people saying stupid things. Fauci said the amount of hate mail against him, his wife, and his daughters is not good.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Stephen Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats who shared the building with the state party, he spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
This week's Democratic Address focuses on the 2020 elections. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the story.
California Congressman Adam Schiff says in the address that foreign interference in America's elections is real and getting worse. But he says President Trump refuses to stop it.
We deter foreign interference from any nation by exposing it and making it clear that there will be serious consequences for any who try to meddle.
Schiff also says another important step is keeping voters armed with good information to avoid the spread of disinformation. And he says there's been what he calls domestic meddling as well, in the forms of limits on the number of polling places and excessive voter ID requirements. And he blames the GOP and President Trump.
By attacking vote by mail, by forcing people to choose between their health and their vote, he is trying to help himself, not the nation.
The Trump administration says voter fraud is real, it's prevalent, and it supports policies that can prevent it. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Cleveland Indians opted to wear their away colors with the word Cleveland on the front in a message of solidarity for people of color. The Major League Baseball franchise is mulling a name change. Their home jerseys, which is what they would have normally worn on Friday's home opener, says Indians across the front. The team announced earlier this month that it will consider changing its name in response to outcries against systemic racism. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.